Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're here again today with our guest this week, Allie Hoffman. Allie is a friend of our family and a close friend of my daughter, Rachel, and she's been involved in Catholic evangelization for years and has had tremendous impact in youth ministry, but beyond that, in helping young women in particular fight through their battles and find their identity rooted in Christ, has been very fruitful. And if you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, we've been talking about not only her faith journey, but her family's faith journey, which is really interesting. And then yesterday, she spoke about the culture that her father and mother built around the Catholic values, having Jesus at the center and have the Catholic faith at the center. Really insightful, inspirational things, and hopefully we can continue to talk about that today. So welcome back, Allie.
Glad to be back. Here we go.
So as you were describing, obviously your dad cast a big shadow, you know, in your family.
Yeah.
He's a big guy.
He's a big guy. And 6'3", 250 pounds.
Yeah, yeah. And he's a professional motivational speaker or something like that?
Yes, he talks for a living. Yeah, he does
companies
customer service. Yeah, training, keynotes, customer service. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, he's such a good communicator. Mm-hmm. And he's just the kind of guy that's living large. Like he's living life.
Yes.
Full speed ahead kind of thing, and jumps in with both feet. And I've had a chance to get to know him, and what a wonderful man. Didn't he just come through battling cancer too?
Yes. Yeah. He was got hit with prostate cancer a year ago. And it was something, all of his brothers had it. His dad had it. I mean, it was like a matter of time, basically. And so he had surgery, and they thought he was going to have to do radiation chemotherapy. But praise God, as of right now, there's nothing. So they got it all.
Oh, great.
Praise God. He goes in for a checkup in a couple weeks.
What's your dad's name?
Michael Hoffman.
Michael Hoffman. Yeah. Friends, you could pray for Michael Hoffman.
Yeah, please pray for Michael Hoffman.
And we were talking again about family culture, which I thought was just really enriching yesterday, the experience. Friends, it's really worth going and listening to it. You'll love it. And your kids would love it too. Mm-hmm. I think if you have teenagers and you're trying to build family culture yourself, I think it'd be very helpful, very concrete, very practical, very loving, creative. But we can continue today. But before we do that, I think some of the listeners might actually know you and your dad without even knowing it.
Maybe.
Tell this story. You got to tell this story about what happened in 2020 at the beginning of COVID.
Yeah. In 2020, my dad, I was living at home at the time, and my dad, in 2015, we did a dance video, and in our kitchen, we're dancing in video, ended up going viral, just millions of views. And so that was 2015. And then a lot of stuff happened with that. But 2020, with the world shutting down, people are like, you need to dance. And so my dad and I and my mom makes an appearance. It's literally just a dance video in our kitchen to Hold My Hand by Jess Glynn. And it ended up going worldwide viral, like over 200 million views. We were in a documentary in Ukraine. Like it's just like so wild. And we got messages from people all over the world writing in, either I wish that I had or I remember when. And my dad, we love talking about the video because it literally is just us dancing in our kitchen. Like we taped up an iPad, like we had a phone in a little bowl. Like it was not, we didn't even rehearse choreography.
Yeah, it was not a big time. It's just you.
No.
I mean, you're a family of characters, first of all, you know,
yes,
and you love
what
to
we
celebrate.
Do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And the idea of your concern about that people were depressed and scared to death and locked up in their homes and afraid. And you guys just wanted to radiate that you can still have joy and you can still love and just sing and dance. And
yeah, literally. And I mean, it was amazing, the response. And you put up something, being viral just happens to you. We have people ask, how'd you go viral? I have no idea. I don't have any tips for social media. I have no idea.
Yeah.
It was a work of the Holy Spirit, because the amount of people that wrote in, and just this little moment of joy, I think the video was like 4 seconds or something, or no, 4 minutes or something, the amount of joy. And what I love about it is because so many people are like, how long did it take to make that video? And at the time that we recorded it, I was 29. And so my dad, I like to say that took 29 years to make. Because, you know, we're talking about culture and this thing of like, people are like, how do I make this happen? And my dad is, and we're so big on this just doesn't happen overnight. Culture just doesn't happen. But because of, you listened to yesterday, and that's just the culture of my parents and what they built, there was a relationship with my dad, there was trust built with my dad, there was love built with my dad, so that we could come to this moment of, I'm just going to be silly and dance in my kitchen, and I know my dad is going to join me, my mom makes an appearance. And also, for all the moms out there, my mom since it's going viral, my mom, her only thing was like, thank goodness I cleaned off the kitchen counters. So moms will know. She's like, oh my gosh, thank goodness everyone's going to see my kitchen. It was like, yeah. Mom, you did good.
Yeah.
But just this, like, culture is built. It's not built overnight. And so this video, people see this one viral moment, like, how can I do that? And my dad was like, actually, this takes time to build. And he's so good at building traditions and building things on. He wants to do, you have to build culture on purpose. He speaks this in the business world. It doesn't just happen. It's not just a guarantee. And like we were saying yesterday, if people want to belong, they want to be a part of something. They want to be a part of something. Ultimately, God, they want to be a part of the family of God, like that desire written on our heart. And so my dad has established so many different traditions in our family that we were talking about yesterday and touching on that has like built in this pinnacle of, oh, you see this snapshot of my family, but this took 29 years to build. And like the first video, I was 24, it took 24 years to build this. So you don't see any of the behind the scenes. You just see the fruit of what my parents have built over the years, which is amazing.
It's so good. Before we move from the any more kind of cultural moments that for you that you remember that have been formative that you haven't shared already?
Yeah, I think one of the big ones, I brought props into, you know, we're recording radio.
This little box. So, it says a pile of rocks.
A pile of rocks. So listeners can't see this, but I wanted to bring a visual for you, Peter. Okay. So my dad, really big, like I said, on tradition, and he's really big on what are we doing for the next generation. And so there's a story in Joshua 4, where the Israelites, it's after they're wandering the desert for 40 years, they're about to enter to the promised land, and they cross the river a second time. So the Lord splits the sea a second time. Most people don't know there's a second splitting. And so the Israelites are crossing on dry ground. And so in this story, it starts in Joshua 4. It says, after they crossed, the Lord told Joshua for each tribe to gather stones and to make a stone memorial. And the purpose of making this memorial is to tell future generations what the Lord has done. And so my dad is really big on testimony of being reminded of what the Lord has done in your life, because that's how you endure, is to remember what God has done and to tell future generations. My dad always says, there's no grandchildren in heaven. Like, you're not going to get on the merits of your grandparents or your parents. Like, you have to own your faith. And so what are the testimonies? And so my dad, when he tells a story, talks about the pile of rocks. It's a pile of rocks. What are your pile of rocks? What are your stories that you're sharing? And so my dad in the studio, we have this is literally his. It's a little treasure box that he wrote, tell the story, Joshua 4, and our pile of rocks. And in it, he has literally different rocks that he's painted, just some little thing. It's an image or something, and maybe it's a word that reminds him of the story. And what he does is he keeps it on his kitchen table. And so when my nieces come, now he's a granddad, and when my nieces come, they'll pick out rocks and they're like, Papa, tell us the story. So like one of them is, there's a hand. It's like a painted hand. And my dad is very artistic. You don't have to be artistic. But there's a painted hand. And on the side, it's Caroline. And this story is a friend who, she broke her wrist and she needed surgery. And she was going to be out of work for 12 weeks. And so we're like, come to the house. We're going to pray over you. Just whatever the Lord wants. So my parents come, friends come. We pray over her. The next morning, the doctor's like, I don't know what happened, but you don't need surgery. Like, miracle. And so on this rock, it's a little hand, and it's the name Caroline.
Oh, wonderful, yeah.
And so it's just this pile. It calls it his pile of rocks. So there's several rocks
so
that
I'm
he
looking
has.
At, friends, this little treasure chest, wooden treasure chest that Allie brought in, and it is literally filled with rocks, with pictures and stories. And
yeah.
That's really creative. So it's remembering. And the journey with the Lord is critical.
Yes.
You know, telling the story and living the story and remembering how faithful God is. So it's wonderful.
And it's fun because now my nieces and my nephew, like, they'll go and they'll find rocks in my dad's yard and they'll draw their own. And so that it's creating like this culture, one of God is still doing miracles. He still remembers his people. He has not abandoned us, not left us. Two, you do have testimonies and stories, and to be able to share that and tell that. And how do you tell that? And then three, of teaching the next generation and showing the next generation. And so not only is this also bolstering your own faith, like we're talking about, like Rachel, you mentioned your daughter and I are very good friends and do a lot of ministry. And it's especially with young women and just young adults. And it's like, how do you endure? Like, we're in our mid-30s now, and it's like you're living life where it might not look exactly what you thought it would be, or is the Lord still faithful, or this, oh, I still have to keep going. Like, kind of like the newness of being in love. It's just the reality of like, I know I have a foundation in the Lord and I'm going to keep doing this, whether I have emotions or not. But how do you endure? And I think one of the biggest ways is to remember what God has done and to remember your own stories. And so my dad is really big on sharing stories. And even there's even stones, like little rocks in here of other people's testimonies that you might have been a part of or have heard, and just to remember to bolster your own faith. And so this is a really, it literally stays on my parents' kitchen table for them to pop up. What about this story? What about this story? Mm-hmm. And then it shows like, I have those stories.
Yeah. And retelling the stories, and you're part of the story.
You're
and,
part
I mean,
of
the
it.
Reality is, I mean, that's how the Lord commanded the Jews to remember.
Yes.
To this day, they're doing Passover and all the rest regularly and religiously, and not everybody does it, I'm sure, but it's still at the center of their life. And then in the church, you know, we have the cycle, I mean, the liturgical year is the whole story being rearticulated and lived and experienced in the preaching again, in the presence of the Eucharistic Lord and being able to receive, but also who we're living the grand story, the story of God that's unfolding. But it's actually very easy if, going back to what you were saying earlier, you know, Dad was sort of like a nominal Catholic, you know, at that. There's lots of people who are Catholic and get to church with some regularity, but they're not plugged into the story. Like it's not a living thing so much. It's a moral system, or we got to behave, or we got to do this. We know God wants us to do this, so we're going to do this. But it's not integrated into their life in a way that it's a living story.
Absolutely.
And that's not so easy to do. But if you put your heart to it, you can do a lot. Mm-hmm. And it can be transformational. And then it makes the faith come alive in a different way. It's very much integrated. And one of the challenges we face in the society that we live in the media and the constant story, everybody's writing stories and telling us to live their story so they can make a lot of money, whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Follow my way.
And they say, this is how you're going to be happy. Look this way, dress this way, go here, drive this. Everything is a story. Because we're made for the grand story and to live that story. And your father and mother really have done it in such a unique way. It's amazing. You've got a lot to pass on to people when you preach and teach and all that.
Yeah. I think it is very interesting because, like you were saying, like it can be very cultural. And the places that I go into, like I just have a heart for the new evangelization of Catholics who are sitting in the pews who don't understand the depths that the Lord wants to take them. And that you're starting in a good place, coming to Mass, receiving the Eucharist, that's great. But like there is so much more. And that I've experienced, you've experienced of the almost like it's the dropping of the scales of your eyes to the reality of what the Lord wants to do. Because what he's done in the Bible, like the testimonies and stories, that is your story as well. And that's what the Lord wants to do now. And so how do you live that out now? Where do you go now? How do you even start that process? But that is, it's not just for really holy people or just the saints, but the holiness like of living a life with the Lord every single day is not only possible, but like what the Lord wants you to do right now.
Yeah, he is. Now, by the way, if someone wanted to get a hold of you, somebody's a pastor's listener, priest is listening, whatever people.
Yeah.
We'd love to bring Allie in and have her share these stories. How do they get a hold of you?
I do have a website. It's very small, but it's alliehoffman.co, www.alliehoffman.co. There's my email. I don't do a lot of stuff online, so website would be great.
Yes, you know, the Lord has really blessed you. You've got excellent communication skills too and everything. So good. Well, brothers and sisters, the Lord does have a plan and you're living a story. Mm-hmm. And you can't escape it as a human being. You're living a story.
Amen.
And God has a great story for you. And he wants you to know that story and be at the center of it with him. Let's all decide to help each other get there. God bless you. Hope you can join us tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.